Heavy rains and very low temperatures have hit Gaza, leaving streets flooded and all schools and universities closed until Saturday. Civil defense and medical crews declared a state of high alert due to the extremely dangerous situation in Gaza. The Israeli blockade on the Palestinian territory and two imposed wars by Tel Aviv have taken their toll on Gaza's infrastructure, including roads, bridges, and the sewer system. Lack of building materials forced emergency crews to make mounds of sand to enforce homes instead of concrete.
We have a crisis here because our neighbor, our flesh and blood, the Egyptians, are not helping us in these hard times. The Israeli blockade has prevented us from maintaining our equipment, and we are trying to help the people here with whatever capabilities that we have. This cold front is very dangerous, and we call on the international community to lend a helping hand.
Hundreds of homes were flooded, especially in low-lying areas of the coastal strip. People sought shelter in higher grounds as the cold front is expected to worsen in the coming days.
Many people were hurt in this cold front, including my family and my neighbors. Rescue crews are trying their best, but the situation is too big to deal with. There is no fuel or electricity. This is a disastrous situation.
Some roads were blocked throughout Gaza because of fallen trees and fallen power lines. Emergency crews were deluged with the number of people calling for help. Gazans are used to have 6 hours of electricity daily due to a lack of fuel for Gaza's sole power-generating plant since the beginning of November. On Wednesday, most of them haven't had any electricity because of fallen power lines. Cold temperatures have forced people to turn to firewood for heat due to lack of gas and electricity to operate space heaters. Now, it only remains to be seen if the international community would step in and help Gaza's population of over 1.7 million. People in this impoverished coastal enclave are bracing for worse to come as temperatures continue to drop amid lack of fuel, electricity, and heating gas. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.